Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph on top. Again, last Shaila was that they checked out this arrow, and then Reb Yoina bat Achlifa threw it at a bird and made a kosher for Shechita. So kosher was like, Dil Mavet Chalode, maybe the arrow went through the simonim, and it was covered up on top by a simon. So it says, no, Chazinon, Gitfo, the Mirfermei. We saw that the feathers were also cut, so for sure the Shechita started on the outside. Furthermore, another kasha stam, I for a boy kisui. Oifus, we know when the dam comes down, there's a mitzvah kisui adam. So after you just shech the oif when it's flying, you have to make a kisui adam. The chita, maybe you tell me in the chlami, the mechayle, that after he made the shchita, he went there to the place where the dam came down, and he covered it up. Tomorrow still is no good. I have omer reb zeir, omer rav, that ha shechit sorach shita, nofel amata, v'yofel amala. The way you do the mitzvah kisui adam is that first has to be offer soft the dirt on the floor, and then you make a shchita that the blood goes on top of that dirt, and then you cover it up on top of it. Shinema the pasuk says v'chiseyu bi'ofer. You have to cover it up a bit ofer in ofer. Mashma is ofer there before. Rashi says mashma kulay tamei the ofer. Those things have to be covered up in dirt. Or it doesn't ofer le'nyema. It doesn't say the word ofer. Ela bi'ofer. It says bi'ofer. Malam it comes to teach us shehashoychet tzar shitein ofer lamata. The yofel amala, mashma the shchita, the shechet has to have prepared dirt on the bottom, and then the dam comes on top of that, and then he covers up the top of the dam also with offer. See how can he make a shchita, throw the arrow at the bird? The chur, there was no offer prepared on the bottom. Samar says yes. The case was the masmin leli offer lekuli piska. That whole like a piece of land where he made the shchita over, he first prepared offer there. He made sure there was offer there. Rashi says, Ofa kola vikohoya, or meisit v'kotish. He made sure, like, to chop it up to make sure the dirt was soft there. Rashi says, Loishoya ofa tichuach, or else the offer was already soft from before. And all he had to do was just, umizamnoim bepeh lakach. Shav, he goes this in Rashi not, but this pshat is, you have to be mazmin, prepare that dirt of bepeh. You have to say that this dirt should be ready for kisi hadam. Now the Mor says that the Mishnah Yeshecha Vitis, he was shechting, and he chopped off the head, he shechted in one movement. So we say it's possible, unless the knife is long enough. Now Omer Reb Zeira, what's called long enough? Molei Tzave v'chutz l'tzave. That the knife has to be long enough, longer than the neck, and a little bit more, that's called Molei Tzave v'chutz l'tzave, a little bit more than the length, than the width of the neck. So the question is, Yiboyli, we have a question like this. Yiboyli, who was observing, mean to say, Molei Tzava v'chutz l'tzava, does it mean to say the width of the neck and a little bit longer? Molei Tzava v'chutz l'tzava, k'molei tzava, tehevi lo trei tzavori, does it mean to say, like we learned from the Mishnah, that the knife has to be long enough, the amount of two widths of the head, no, it's two heads, or do we maybe know, Molei Tzava, the knife has to be long enough to the width of the neck, v'chutz l'tzava mashu, and a little bit longer, that's all, as long as it's a mashu, longer than the neck itself, the knife is kosher to make a shchita with one movement. That's the shayla. So Toshma, come in here. It says, ho yishoychit, he was shechting. V'hitiz shnei roshim v'asachas, and he like chopped off, he made a shchita on two heads at one time. So it says, im yesh l'stakin molei tzavar echod kosher. If the knife is long enough of one neck, it's kosher. So now, my molei tzavar echa, what does it mean to say the knife is long enough of the width of one neck? You let me, if you want to tell me molei tzavar echa, the sula, that's all. Hashta bebehema achas. Being in molei tzavar v'chutz l'tzavar. Madach when you shecht only one animal, the knife has to be longer than the width of the neck. It has to be at least a little bit more. So here, b'shteibem, so you shecht in two animals, Sagi lehu k'molei tzavar echad, is it possible to say this, the knife is kosher to make the one shchita if it's only as long as one width of one neck? Is that possible to say? El pshita my for sure, what it means to say is molei tzavar chutz l'shnei tzavarim. It means to say that this knife is long enough that it will extend the width of the head more than these two heads. That's when it's kosher. So Shmamina, we have a proof that when the Mishnah or Rabbi Zera meant to say that when is the shchita kosher with one movement, if the knife is molei tzavah, what he meant to say was molei tzavah chutz letzavah shmamina. He meant to say that the knife has to be long enough the length of two heads. So therefore, when the knife goes over one head, he has another length of that head like to make the shechit in one stroke, then the shechit was kosher. But if the knife is not long enough, they have two widths of the head, so then we say, for sure you did not make a kosher shechita, but we made a drossa, you had to press down, that's how you made the shechita with one movement. Then the Mishnah said, the Medeva Mamum, when was it said that you have to have a long knife? That's only Bizman Shahulech Lohevi. If you just make one movement, if you make movements backwards and forwards, then even though the knife is so small as an Izmul, still the kosher, the shechita is kosher. The Omer of Menashe, that the Izmul Shein Loi Kenayim, this small, like a small, thin knife, but someone has no points to it, it has no horns to it, it has no point at the end. But it has a point at the end, then we have to be afraid the point, like, will puncture the simonim without a shechita, then it'll be possible. Oh, Malay Ravacha, Braid Ravabad Ramanasho, Machtamai, what's going to be if you want to make a shechita with a needle, with a machat? Oh, Malay said back to him, Machta Mivza Boza, a needle is no good. Mivza Boza, like, scratches it. Rashi says, Kishamelucha maybe, Mitoich Shuchat, since it's so sharp, it's just like punctures it, but not really cut it. Therefore, with a needle, it would not be kosher to make a shechita. Machto di ush chafi mai. What would be the loch of a needle of a shoemaker? In other words, with a shoemaker tin or what he used to cut the skin with, that type of a needle. What would be the loch with that? Can you make a shechita with this or not? Rashi says, shef yosef chadudin. It mounts like a very sharp. And that's what cuts the chutim when you sew their shoe. So, my, what's the locha? Omle tzedak kentanini, we learn like this, that afilu kol shum, even though the needle is very small, still is kosher. So, my love, does the Mishnah mean to include machto d'ushachvi? That's also kosher, even such a small needle. It's not as small as a regular needle, it's a little bit bigger, but even such a tool is also, the shoemaker's tool is also kosher for shechita. Smur says, loy izmul, izmul. Maybe the Mishnah only means to say an izmul, which he says like a smur, Rashi says, is like a tar, it's like a razor. Only that's kosher for shechita. But not any type of a needle. Smur says, the izmul, behedikotoni lo. That the Mishnah says clearly that an izmul is kosher for shechita. According to the Mishnah means to include something else. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, perushe koma forest. The Mishnah is coming to explain. My kosher, what do you mean to say, even though the knife is a small one? Ismul, it has to be at least like a tar, but not small or not like a needle. And the Mora says, Hokinami Mistab, this is the Svar also. The Yi Saka, that we're telling you to think, that Machto the Ushachvi is also kosher for shechita, this needle the Tana uses, is so harsh, the Machto the Ushachvi Shari, Maduch, that's kosher for shechita. Is so Ismul mi boy, like for sure a small razor is kosher for shechita. So what does the Mishnah have to say Ismul for? Elamites mashmoni and Ismul, not a needle. Some says could be no. I'll tell you Ismul Israel. Mishnah teaches a chiddush about an Ismul. But otherwise, Sakut the Chemin Avra thought to say, Ligzel, let's make Xera Ismul, shame, like Karnayim, make Xera not to use this tar, this razor that does not have any points to it. Or to Ismul, Sheshka Karnayim, maybe you can't use an Ismul that does have points to it. So maybe make Xera not to use it. Kamashmon, that's the Chiddush. No, we don't make a Gzeira. So it's the Chiddush to say you could use an Izmul. But who are then maybe could also use a Macht of Yushachvi. So if it wouldn't be a clear proof in the Gemara, Bakoporim, that's upon the Mishnah, Bakoporim, that's what we hold. That a Macht of Yushachvi is no good, only an Izmul is kosher l'shchita. Now the Mishnah says, no flaw sakin, let's say a sakin falls, v'shocht and it makes a shchita, afo pish a shocht a kedak, even though the shchita is done well, still, psula is a posla shchita, it's no good. Shnem, because the posuk says, vizavachta viyachalta, that after you make a zvicha, then you could eat from it. So we dash in ma'ashata zaveyachat oichal, it has to be that you made the shchita. There has to be a koyach of a gavra, a koyach of a power of a man. And out here that the knife fell off. Now the Gemara says, timer, what's the reason why if a knife falls down by itself like a makes a shchita is posla? Time of the nafla, because the knife fell by itself. Hohi pilo, masher, if a person threw it down. Hohi pilo, if the person threw the knife down, then sure, then it would be kosher. V'yafagav delay mechav, even though he had no kavanah to make a shechita. As long as the person is the one that threw it down, is called the kerech of a gavra, that would be called a good shechita. S'mor says, the man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah, the loy bina kavon l'shchita, you don't have to have kavon, you don't have to have intentions to make a ma'aseh shchita. So my Rabbi says, Rabbi Nosni, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Nosin, that Tony Oishio is ziridim in chavrei, that Oishio learned. So the Shaila, how about the pshat is? Rashi has two pshat, the mom shalash is ziridim in chavrei. Rashi says, Soyu Haishi was the youngest one in yeshiva. Believe me, another pshat is the Oishio, Ziriho, you know, means Oishio, Rabbi Oishio was young. Nikra dimin chavre shim le yeshiva. So kids Oishio Ziri dimin chavre said like this, that Zorak sak in the night of a kaisel. If somebody throws a knife just to stab it into the wall, you want to get it into the wall. For holcho v'shochtim, while the knife is going, it also makes a shchit that cuts through the simonim of a bird or a behema. Kedaka the right way. So it's like this. Rabbi Nosin Mashir. Rabbi Nosin says, yes, the shchit was kosher. The chum person, the chum said, no, it's posel. Since you do not have kavon and l'shem shchito, the chum says it's posel, and Rabbi Nosin says it's kosher. Zmar says true. Hu toni lo vu omlo, he learned and he said like this. Halacha k Rabbi Nosin, without a person like Rabbi Nosin. Like our Mishnah, that a shchit is kosher even without kavon. For the Marai vu omlo, Rava chod is in the Rava, we learned this one, said this already one time. Rashi midaita shalach, he said already one time, halacha zarkav nosin. That nam, the nam, but not like this, not in the first Mishnah. Vechulon sheshochetu, whoever makes a shchita, v'yachirim roi noisan, whoever, if somebody else is watching him, shchita asak shera, then the ever the shchita is good. If somebody else watched the chera straight to the kotza, make the shchita, and they said they did a good job, the shchita is kosher. V'yarmina, we said on there, we said on that already. Mantan, who's the time of the first Mishnah? T'leiboy kavon, you don't have to have kavon of a shchita. That even a chereshreit of a cotton is also good if somebody watched him to make sure he did kill kashrita. So man tana the loyboy kavon leshrita. The yomar rov, rov is said Rabbi Nosin. He goes across Rabbi Nosin. So like, why does rov have to be medayik again from now mishni aloch k Rabbi Nosin? He was medayik ready for the first mishnah. So Mar says tzricha, yes, we need the deek of rov both times. The yashmin and hosim food are learned in the first mishnah. Shem mishum lekom echadon leshum chaticha b'yelam. Ha-ko-ponim, it's a cheresh-shayt of a cotton. So, therefore, ha-ko-ponim, the mechavim, to make a chticha, to cut. Maybe they don't have kavona to make a shchita, but they have kavona at least to cut. So maybe that's why it's good. I will talk about over here. The loiko mechavim, the person has no kavona to make a shchita at all to cut. He only has kavona to stab the knife into the wall. A maloi, maybe here, it's not a kosher shchita. So I need the chidash shavir, even in this case, that the only psulus cost nothless fell by itself. But any time the person threw it, even though without intentions of cutting at all, threw it to kosher shchita. Now, the Yashmin and Hachar Rabbah would only made his dig from over here from our Gemara. I would say, Mishum de Kosim Mikoyach Ben Das. And now Mishnir is better because the Koponim Agodol is the one that threw the knife. So it's coming from a Ben Das. I will also put over there, the like Kosim Mikoyach Ben Das doesn't come from a Ben Das, Eim Aloy. Maybe that would have thought to say the shchita is no good, Sricha. That's the chiddush that even an hour, even over there, by a cheresh shreit of a cotton, also the shchita is kosher, because you do not have to have kavana for shchita. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, if we learn like this, nida shenensa v'tovla. Let's say a nida was forced to go into the mikvah, and she went into the mikvah. She was forced, but she fell into the mikvah. We'll soon see. Bekitzi, she went into the mikvah without kavana. Some Rav Yudah Marav Tahira Leveitza, yes, for her own husband she's tor. As long as she was in the mikvah, she becomes tor from a tumas nida. But the asru alecha b'truma, but teach truma, if she was a bas koyin or an eshes koyin, in order to teach truma, then you have to have a tefillah l'shem tyrus to be able to teach a truma. And without kavona, she's still also teach a truma. For Rav Yechonon Amar Af Leveitza Leiteriyos, no, even Leveitza, even for her own husband, until she's tamei, until she has kavona to do it l'shem tefillah. But the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, and Rabbi Yudah Marav. Oh, malei Rav l'Rav Nachman, so Rav says Rav Nachman. L'Rav, according to Rav, the yom that he says Tera Lebeitha, that she's taught to a husband tefillah without kavona, helps to take off the tumas nidom, but still the asur alecho b'truma. She's still also tit kotit truma. She's still tamei for truma. So he asked the question, how could that be? Oven chorus hutra isa misa mi boy. Mother that took off the isa chiv chorus of living with a nida, which is a mochamadik isa. So So for sure, this tefillah should take off the chiyuv misa b'day shemayim of eating truma when you're tomei. Rashi says, Toma shocha truma b'misa b'day shemayim b'eloherin anasrofim. The chorus, Rashi says, Choma b'misa. The yom of nechros and the zara nechros. Chorus means both you and your children will be wiped out. Chidasiv aririm yiyu. Ma'ashayinkei in the misa b'day shemayim is only you, not your children. So madrich, this tefillah of a nida without kavona, helps to be matahot to a husband. It takes off the chiyuv chorus. So for sure it should be good enough for truma. She should be able to eat truma now. Omele said back to him like this. By lo chulunu, that negayah to living with a husband, that's only halach of chulun. And v'chulun lo boy kavona echnami. But tefillahs for chulun does not need kavona. Ma'ashenken for truma, that's the more chomadik halach. Over there you have to have kavona. We'll soon see whether it's midiraisa, posh is only midirabonin. The rabbonin will machmi v'chus truma, that you have to have kavona. Now the Gemara says, how do we know what to say like this? Rashi says, how do we know what to say that for chulun you don't have to have kavona? The Tanan we learn like this, gal shenitlash, if a wave like came out from the ocean or went up out of the water, so this gal is nitlash, is detached from the ocean. You have a wave of water. Uboy aboyim so, and in this wave itself there's aboyim so, that's the amount of water for a tyrus of a mikvah. For nofal al odem, it fell upon a person via la kalim and upon the kalim. So teirim, they become tor, even though they have no kavona. But la mindset to kosher mikvah, so they become tor. So my love doesn't mean to say odem dumi the kalim. The odem is like a kalim. Ma kalim loy mechav, just like the kalim, these utensils, they have no das. So for sure they become tor without das. It means to say is af odem nami loy boy kavona odem a person. Even though this person was tamei, and he didn't have kavona that this wave should be metairim, but since lamaisa is inside a mikvah, now it becomes tor. So who you see that for chulun you do not have to have kavona. So versus mimai, who told you this? Dilma, maybe b'yeshiva metzapo askinon emos sayit l'shagal. Maybe this person knows that he's tamei and he's waiting to become tor, and he's waiting for this wave to come on top of him. So avada, he has kavona for tefillah. So what's the proof? And then I'll tell you, the kalim dumi the other, maybe means here a case of kalim, these utensils become